welcome everyone to Mommy with D's and the...
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam.
Welcome everyone back to episode 3 of the Madmunity Center. See, that sounds like someone doorbell.
Can you do again?
Oh, tak pecah mata tadi.
Pecah mata. Okay. Oi, what's the topic today?
As you all have known, if you all see either of our IG stories, we did ask you all, what did we ask?
We asked a lot of questions, but it's actually 2 questions. Yeah,
yeah. It's about what is a music or movie preference that you find a red flag in your partner?
Eh, experience kid.
That means,
mean,
right, if your partner like this artist or this kind of music or this movie even, that means it's like
could make or break.
That something the wrong with that fella, you know, like
what, yeah?
Like, I mean, each one of us got our personal stories. For me, when someone is a Swiftie, when someone likes Taylor Swift, ooh, I a bit. I don't think it's a red flag, but it's, I feel very cautious because
kenapa?
I don't know, like my past experiences with Swifties, right, when I'm dating them, when it comes to arguing, right, they will always have the upper hand.
Why?
When you bring logical arguments to a Swiftie, right, they take the logical arguments and then throw one corner because all about emotion. It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong, right, it matters your tone of voice, you know.
It's crazy that like one artist, right, can like influence this one person.
No, it's because I feel the all the albums in Taylor Swift, right, they talk about relationships so well.
Yeah.
And they know they pick up on all these mini things that they will notice that normal people don't, you know.
Yes.
So whenever I argue with a Swiftie, I need to be very sure of what I'm gonna say. And my tone of voice must be very sure. Like once you raise your voice, right, it doesn't matter. She may have like done something damn wrong, right? But once you, once you shout, right, that's it.
What's your thoughts about John Mayer?
I like him.
That's the only problem I have.
So correct me if I'm wrong. John Mayer dated Taylor Swift at when he was 30 and she was 19. Yeah, so that was the weird thing, you know. Why is he dating someone so young?
So if people don't know who Wan is, right, Wan is our manager here. Yeah, he's off the mic, but like he's a big Swiftie fan.
So if you're a Swiftie fan, usually 2 figures that you don't like and 1 figure that you might like is you don't like Jake Gyllenhaal, you don't like John Mayer, you might like Taylor Lautner.
Huh? Why?
Pasal dia Twilight.
They dated.
But what's the difference?
She wrote a lot of happier songs for him.
Look at that. The heads all nodding.
As compared to... You don't know because you never dated at 50.
Yes.
You don't know because you never dated. So I'm very cautious if the next girl I'm going to date, right, if the first song she play is Dear John, right? Same with that. Yeah, I have to be very... It's not a red flag. It's an orange flag.
How does a Dear John sound like?
Dear John, thing I ask of you... Ketelan.
No lah, itu event sample bro. Okay, that's mine. But I got movies also. But let's move around the circle.
Aku tak, kau start dulu.
Kalau orang yang favorite show, Friends.
The bar
is so low.
No, but why? Like, my mom watches Friends, bro.
But the favorite show. Kalau favorite show, the Friends. Every time though, I have a problem with mic.
Because I like to move a lot.
You
just don't like something in front of everyone.
Yeah.
For someone who acts so... sebagai orang yang
okay, you guys don't know, right? Our manager is putting a sign that says speak more Malay.
Okay. Korang mesti tahu.
Cuma dah baku dah keluar, baku dah keluar.
Yang baku dah keluar. Kita semua B3, C5.
Aku punya Malay C5, but it's okay. Aku boleh berpasal.
Okay, so the only one that will speak Malay here is Shark.
Yes.
Okay, can you justify why people watch Friends?
Tak, bukan watch Friends. Tapi kalau favorite show dia Friends.
Okay.
Experience. What's your favorite show? Let's see. There's so many nice show, Breaking Bad lah. Game of Thrones lah. Check Friends.
Itu je.
So you feel like macam so basic ah.
It's not basic. It's like such an easy choice.
Oh.
And then it's not even macam dia punya apa They will remember all the moments. Friends, oh, is how many seasons? Do you know?
11, I think.
They will remember like a lot of the every season.
But if you watch Friends, right, then your plot kan, all the same tau. Ross dengan Rachel, then after that they break, then Ross cheated on Rachel, Rachel cheated on Ross, blah 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 blah. Then after that, it's still Ross and Rachel. The other side character, but I don't know.
I guess it's very their, toxic. Is their comfort show lah? Kalau
guru ah, ke orang kentut.
Why is it like that lah?
Why is what?
No, it's a pun.
No, you can cut that out.
Okay lah, I mean, I guess friends. you don't want so much someone so basic lah. You want someone more complex ah.
Or like someone with critical thinking sikit ah.
Macam cerita apa? House.
What's it?
House.
Kau tak suka bimbo ah?
Kau bimbo, like anyone lah. I feel even a normal person.
But if kalau bimbo dia macam Abang Zaki.
Macam tahu okay. Je.
Itu okay.
Macam like tahu je.
I like Friends.
I like Friends.
I suka like Friends. Oh, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character kan is Rachel.
Oh, saya punya Chandler tak.
Chandler. Wow.
Dia just sarcastic gitu.
Oh, you sarcastic ya. I nak cerai.
Talak satu.
Hey, you cannot say that like lightly, right?
Huh? Tak boleh lah. Gila.
In our religion.
Tak boleh tu.
It's counted as.
Yes, it's considered as like macam.
Talak satu.
Let's say for example, you want like in, it's a Christian marriage, kan? Then they ask you like, who here want to object? Yeah. Then someone say object, kan? They need to really cancel that wedding, then do another wedding like months later.
No, but in Islam, like if you say I want to cerai, that is considered that you guys already.
It's a proof.
Ni bukan macam I nak break up, masuk patchback, tak ada patchback lagi.
Yeah.
Dia kena ikut undang-undang dia.
Okay.
Oh, anyway,
aku tiup baik cerita drama-drama.
Yeah. Abang, kan?
Tak ada. Abang pilot Then tu. Suami ku pilot cerita dia.
Anyway, that's literally the title eh.
Yes, that's the title.
Tu pun red flag. Suami ku pilot.
Betul. Okay, mine is for me right personally aku tak suka dangdut dah.
Wait, when girls listen to dangdut.
Yeah, when girls listen to dangdut, like they make that whole macam I associate dangdut kan dengan Mina atau Marib.
No, I feel a lot of Mina TikToks kan. Confirm got one dangdut song.
Confirm.
Cap cut template. Always is that song, you know. Always is either that or
It'd be so funny if people
got a sweet Asian chick. She got lome. Lome.
Aku tak boleh dangdut lah. Seriously, dangdut macam to me it reminds me of my relatives lah. So like if I'm
hot about it,
what?
No, but
last time right, Shark say he cannot date Malay because he say it would be like dating my cousin or my sister. So for a good 10 years he dated Chinese.
Oh, kira kan dia macam kalau you do anything wrong, you don't hurt the family ya, kira kan.
I don't know, but the first Malay he did, he got hitched.
He got
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You could be a dangdut lover in the future, bro. Think about it.
Kalau aku pandang kelip bintang nun jauh di sana.
So you can.
I appreciate it, but I don't
you
like.
You can, but she cannot. You double standard piece of shit.
Hey, everybody in the end, like semua orang hippopotamus.
Does Iza listen?
Tak.
Patutlah. Culture.
That's why I love you, my wife, Iza Hazira.
Kasih sinetronnya, sinetron sikit.
Sinetron
I love you, sinetron.
I love you. Ku cinta. Kekasih gelamku Sefi. Itu lain. Okay. Let's go on to the question. Dah lama saya kena buat.
Okay, so we did receive like submissions from each one, every one of y'all who
tap out.
Tune in to the Makmigos IG.
Terima kasih semua.
Yeah, thanks for the Malia. I need that.
Terima kasih.
So we are gonna go around the three of us because each of us have 5 answers from the Mamunity. So let's go from Zaki to me.
Okay. You guys want like relax first? I want to start it relax or controversial?
I feel let's go.
We build it up lah. Controversial kau boleh buat in the second.
Okay, maybe controversial. Abi relax.
Okay, you want controversial?
Let's go.
Okay, entertainment. One red flag for people.
Let's go.
This person find that if this another person listens to this is a red flag.
Apa?
Apa dia?
Okay, let's go podcast.
Oh, We're not slandering anything, man.
We're just saying.
Yeah, we just entered the scene, bro. We just entered the podcast
kita,
scene.
Kita belum enter.
Kita lagi boss pun expose dorang tau.
Belum lagi upload.
Kau nak datang ke Okay Let's Go? Kau gila.
Aku kan cakap controversial. Tak percaya.
Okay Let's Go pave the way for podcast, obviously.
Yeah. Of the Malay community lah.
Made it possible, like we dream to make money.
No, but I have had Bumble dates that the first question they ask me, right, is like, okay, since you're a social media, I won't say influencer, but a social media personality,
yep,
what are your thoughts on Okay Let's Go? That's the first question they ask me. They never ask me like what's my height. They never ask me like whether I like this or that.
Is it pasal that time was doing the whole Okay Let's Go?
No, it's literally last week.
Last week.
Yeah, they say like, oh, this thing is important to me to know like what kind of person you are.
Yeah. I also got it. Like,
oh, you also got
it's a litmus test for a lot of people.
Yeah, so because it's either one or the other. You're black and white. Rather, there's very little people who sit on the fence.
Yeah. Are you the kind that sit on the fence?
No, I told her straight. I mean, I want to go out with her. So
strategy
yang baik.
No lah, but I feel my opinion on them is that they had to learn the hard way. Yeah. I mean, they went on with full confidence of like, wow, I can say anything, and then actually social media got some rules.
But Dorang punya fan base quite strong lah. They will support them.
Maybe the split of like Dorang punya fan kan actually create stronger fan base instead of pleasing everyone.
So, which is good lah. Like, it shows that human beings don't just conform to what the majority wants them to think.
Yeah.
If you really loyal to them, then and if like at the end of the day, if kalau kau dah kerja whole day, then you always turn to them for comfort and like, you know, to cheer you up. Why not? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Macam mana Syakir apa pendapat apa pendapat Syakir Kamaludin? Kamaludin
kan bukan bapak aku ni.
Bukan Kamaludin ni, Kamal.
Yeah, masih. Thanks for shouting out my dad.
Shout out Kamaludin.
Masih mom name.
Kita tak bilang my mom sekarang. Is it my turn eh?
No, what's your pendapat on the thing?
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Harsh territory. I mean, aku respect Okay, Let's Go. Okay, dorang punya pendapat very good. They know how to fight. Like whatever debate recently yang dengan this social influencer yang itu yang kat Malaysia tu, dia title very clickbaity, berzina di masjid, and then they had a fight. And I just got to know because I'm not really a big Okay Let's Go fan, but I got to know that one of the Okay Let's Go member dia pernah tu macam knowledge about agama, so he knows what he doing is wrong lah. I think, and like, it's not bad. So sometimes the content is good, you know, if case agama kan.
Wait, sorry. So there is someone in Okay Let's Go that is very knowledgeable on Islam.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's doing is bad. I don't understand.
Yeah, and he knows what the other influencer who's doing the clickbaity title is bad, the berzina di masjid. So basically, like, I'm like, okay, we Okay Let's Go. I'm not a really big fan of them, you know. I respect whatever they do.
Oh, we have our first seat on the fence, guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the fence. Yeah. Aku suka bila pantat aku gelap tak. Okay, sorry. I shouldn't be saying that.
Okay, come. Zaki. Yes.
Aku pun no fans lah. Macam as a content creator kan, kita macam tak nak, we know like content comedy got push it. So I think it's a hit and it's a miss. I also got hits and miss. So they miss quite a bit also. Quite a bit lah. And they deserve it lah. But at the same time also, they hit a lot also.
Yeah.
So it's like
macam as a Melayu, aku proud of what they've done, they've what they achieve.
Yeah.
Tapi kadang sebagai lelaki macam
their locker room talks quite toxic.
So kalau aku kata ni kelakar bini aku, terus aku tiba-tiba luar macam mana.
But at the same time kan, macam if Shashua isn't cancelled, why must they be cancelled also?
I see.
You see what I mean? So if you want to take cancel one person, cancel everyone.
Okay lah.
If not, it just looks like everybody just after the Malays.
Yeah, that's true. The easy target.
Easy target is always the Malays.
As long as it's an easy target, then okay lah.
Yeah, Sasha is not an easy target, so that's why people are like that. Like, she's
okay. We are name calling a lot of people here, but I want to ask, right? Is can you separate the art from the artist? Like if the art
so that means to say like R. Kelly did a very
I mean like I'm saying R. Kelly did very wrong things, but when Remix to Ignition plays in the club, I'll be like, hop in fresh out of the kitchen.
Mina pun dah joget.
No, it's basically like, can you separate Chris Brown from his music?
I would.
Cause when Wall to Wall comes out, right, bro, or like, and I need you, boo. I gotta see you, boo.
I don't think about him
beating Rihanna. I'm thinking about wooing my girl, man, with that song. That's what I think about it.
That's when I'm on the fence, that's when I'm on the fence, kira kan. Is it okay?
Tak, kalau macam dia punya message, dia think masih hot tau, dia punya topic dia masih hot. Then I will I will privately listen.
Not publicly. Publicly kau main apa?
Aku main You're My Princess, Remember Story.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is the only one is uncancellable, right? Is she? She used to be cancelled for what?
From who? Who dare to cancel her, yeah?
Oh.
By her own fans. I see. Her own fans. Imagine you scared of your own fans.
Yeah, shit, yeah.
I scared of my own fans.
Okay, I feel I will only separate the art from the artist if the person is a criminal.
So,
R. Kelly, yeah.
I feel if you have wild opinions, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like Trump, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But if you rape or if you kill
young boys, can
yeah.
What are we talking about? Yeah.
Then I feel like I cannot appreciate your art, man.
Yeah.
Like I can appreciate Hitler's tactics in war. Tactics in war.
Hold up, please.
His tactics in war. If I was a general leading an army and I need to research on warfare.
Cincu kan ada buku. Art of War. Kau kena pakai Hitler buat apa?
That's true. Hitler is a murderer, so I cannot.
I cannot. Criminal.
Yeah, mama, I'm a criminal. Okay, next.
Okay, let's go. Next.
Okay. Hey, go next.
I'm just gonna relax punya. Trash reality TV. Orang kata trash reality TV. Macam apa eh?
Like what?
Love Island lah.
If you're a fan of that.
Yeah, if you're a fan of macam ni cerita trash reality, macam Keeping Up with Kardashian, I think is trash. Kan trash kan?
I mean it's tea. Some girls really love tea, man.
Tea.
I love same.
Yeah, kau. No, kau suka tea eh?
Teas.
Kau suka teas ke? Kau suka tea?
Plural, teas. Tak lah.
No, like some, well, I know, right? No, like I went out with girls that the first thing they want, like, okay, what's the tea? You know? Yeah, but I like to go out with girls who just don't need to talk about the most controversial thing that happened. Controversial thing that happened at work. Like, you can just talk about, oh, today my work very shag, blah, 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 blah. But there are some people like, okay, what's the tea? Tell me, spill it. It's like me talking to Dashan, you know?
Oh, Dashan loves
tea, yeah.
Love,
no, but I feel like I cannot keep up with such a person because, like, they will always want something that's hot, yeah.
Okay,
makes sense.
Izzah suka tea.
I think Izzah suka tea.
Semua perempuan suka lah, geng. Semua perempuan suka melati. Melicit. Aku tak tahu lah. Malay aku
Malay sangat. Dia suka eh. Tea apa? Sorry. Tea apa yang paling gerik sekarang?
Oh, tea apa?
Yang paling panas.
Okay, so what do you feel about people who like tea?
Tea eh? Tak tahu lah. Macam like, aku tak nak tahu tau. But when he's there, dia macam like,
Macam shock.
Macam nak dengar juga eh. Macam nak entertaining pula eh.
So if you had a choice,
I would be ignorant lah. I don't want to get into that stuff lah.
Because ignorance is bliss.
Exactly. I don't know like bad things about other people lah.
Unless it affects you.
Yes. But sometimes bila ada drama kat depan muka kau, Kes Mira dengan Vichin.
Basically kau Melayu lah.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes our family drama is even more chaotic than the TV ones, yeah. Kan?
Because family, it's
the aunties.
Because it's you. Aunties.
No,
and
but it got go to a point where it's toxic or not.
Yeah.
No, like,
like don't visit each other Hari Raya.
Oh, is it?
Cannot see that kind.
Ah, oh, is it?
Yeah.
But they got campak benda.
The only difference is
they got
ada,
shout.
Huh?
They got lah. Shout at you at 2 a.m. under the block or not?
Oh yeah. Are we trauma competing right now?
Yeah, we trauma competing right now, man. Like, what, how toxic is toxic family members, man?
But only difference between Kim K and this one is got no cameras.
Salah.
Who? What's the 2 p.m. thing? What's the 2 a.m. thing again?
No, I cannot say. No, no, stop.
That's your opinion about
Tria. Okay.
So basically, three of us, we don't like tea, but when it's in front of our face,
we indulge.
Oh yes, we dabble.
Just a sip of tea.
You went from British to Malay.
Okay, next.
Mine is Twilight fans. What do you think of Twilight fans?
It feels like millennial who haven't grown up yet. Like, they don't get it, like we moved on.
What about you, Shark? What do you think of Twilight fans?
So obviously I never met a Twilight fan before. But I indulge in Twilight because it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I'm a Twilight fan.
Yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure. You don't announce it. But when it plays, you like it, you know?
What's an unguilty pleasure? I never talk about unguilty pleasures.
What's an unguilty? An unguilty pleasure is a pleasure you don't have to be guilty about. Like
what?
Food.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a guy, kau tak boleh suka Barbie doll lah. But he like Barbie movies. Macam right? Gitu lah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So actually, Twilight fans is okay for you and me, but not okay for Zaki because the person haven't moved on life yet.
No, it's like, for example, you like Twilight, okay, but if you got poster of Taylor Lautner, who's the guy that played the other guy?
Batman.
Robert Pattinson.
If Robert Pattinson already played the Batman, the guy moved on to Batman. Oh, he wanted to move on.
Actually, he hated the role, you know?
Yeah,
Batman.
No, he didn't want to be Edward anymore.
He really
didn't like.
Yeah. So.
We are burping.
Bismillah.
Nandikan sikit. Wait for the audio.
ASMR.
Wait. I was to say something about Twilight. Oh yeah, I feel right. People who are Twilight fans, right? Because like, I think they dare to go against the crowd. Because at 2010, I feel everyone hated Twilight.
Really?
There was this stigma that if you like Twilight, you were lame lah. But I feel this proud few. It shows that they go against. They're not sheep lah. They're not people who follow.
But if you like Twilight had already been like that, still like that. It's unlike anime where it became cool. I feel like Twilight is still
it's forever like that. Anime is slowly became cool. Because Gen Z lah. I think Gen Z don't really like vampires these days.
And we were talking like black people also.
Why?
They made anime cool.
Terus macam kenapa
dah lah tadi cakap pasal Nazi,
my eyes
similar to black people also.
I'm like, eh salah strong, eh salah. You gotta continue the statement. Just like when I say about Hitler, right? I talk about war tactics.
But very good. You give that pause, macam pause for effect, eh? Pause for effect.
Yeah, man. I was comfortable. Yeah, black people made anime cool.
Yeah.
So in order for Twilight to be cool,
we need more black people. We need black people supporting Twilight.
But you know Playboy Cardi? You don't know?
Tahu.
He calls himself a vamp.
Why?
Because he thinks he's a vampire.
Okay, Playboy Cardi dengan Lil Uzi Vert lain kan?
Yeah, he's lying.
Okay. Muka sama lah.
Bro, you're just being racist now.
Jaffa on? Apa nak dengar?
Jaffa off lah.
Jabba the Hutt? Siapa kita ni sekarang?
Okay, toilet done, right?
Yeah,
move on lah.
Okay, my turn eh. Those who say, okay, one red flag is those who say that they listen to everything or like everything.
Okay, like you cannot pick one thing.
Macam pick meager lah.
Is it
pick meager? Tak. I feel like it's a pick meager kind of thing. Eh.
Oh, it's like, oh, I listen everything eh. Like, I can't pick one there. Eh. Like,
oh, you like that one? I don't like eh.
I don't like that, but I okay anything eh. Red flag. That means like,
tak opinion
lah. I can foresee in my relationship with her, I need to choose where to eat a lot of times. Yeah, like, I like everything eh.
Yeah.
Where you want to eat? You know? You like what time you want to eat? Anytime eh. Yeah.
Nak makan nasi ayam? Tak nak ah. Tak halal apa?
You wanna get married? Anything
bro, I wish.
You wanna get divorced? Anything Dah dikebumikan.
So what do you feel if you meet a girl who like anything ah?
So anything ah.
So you can ah, you can.
I say yeah, I can. I can.
It's so just you're like, actually a pygmy girl lah.
I am a pygmy.
No, but actually, I feel it's hotter if ooh, you what, know ooh, what you want.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, but I sound like a girl, yeah. Because yeah, girls I'm like it when guys know what they want.
Is ooh, it? Is yeah, it the producer there?
Guys would. I mean, girls want a. I pick you up now. After that, we go this place. They're like, okay.
But most like, of the time,
yeah, even gitu. Give my consent. But yes.
Also, that means macam gitu. So when you talk to a girl, don't post a question macam, "Hey, what you craving today?" That's a wrong move.
That's a gray area.
Ooh, okay,
you must not be too fierce.
Oh, so terus macam, "Girl, aku nak pergi ST. Kau ikut kau tak? On tak on? Carry on." Eh.
Hey.
Ew.
Aku tak tahu. Is that how it is?
I don't know. If it works for Izzah.
Saya nak. ST tu apa?
ST tu apa?
Guys, we are promoting. We are promoting this brand for the past 3 episodes.
Shout out ST.
We should do the podcast.
I want more than just a promo code. Like.
But what about what if a girl knows what they want?
Okay.
Like.
Then I will.
Zaki, aku nak IKEA hari ni.
Then I'll be like,
so many.
Oh, then it'll be nice because I know that she chose me.
Oh.
They tak anything with me. No.
What if right of all the other things she cannot pick, but the only thing she can pick is you?
Okay, I don't mind picking you, babe. I don't mind picking other things.
Okay, so Zaki okay with anything kind of girl? What about you?
Me?
Yeah. What if a girl like papa?
Tak, tak boleh. I prefer someone who knows what she wants. Because I also anything.
Oh, so you are the anything.
I'm the anything okay. Next one. If they think Everything Everywhere All at Once is the best movie ever. Wow, this is a hot take. Me hot take.
I think it's meh.
Is it?
Off. Yeah. I slaps, yeah.
Eh, serious ah? No, it's one of the best multiverse movie ever.
I feel it's a perfect blend of Gen Z and millennial. Uh-huh. There's serious moments and then there's like, what am I watching? There's sausage fingers. Uh-huh. They're talking about rocks loving each other. Right, you watch right?
I like it because of the randomness. It's randomly relatable. Shut up, randomly relatable.
Asal sini.
Randomly relatable. Aku memang suka.
Faris, what are you doing?
Okay, yeah, okay. Basically,
it's so random. Macam like the movie is fine. Like, I don't know about the best movie ever, but I think it was the best movie of 2022.
Okay lah, I could give that. And he won a lot of Oscars.
Yeah.
And that wholesome Chinese guy also. Won an Oscar. Yeah.
Look at me, ma. I won Oscar.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Like he didn't get a role for a good 20 years, and then when he got a role, he got an Oscar.
Look at me, ma. That's how he sounds like.
Yeah, everybody watched the video before.
You got watch the movie?
I swear. Yeah, I watched 2 times.
Oh, why?
Huh?
You liked it? You really
liked it.
Yeah, I liked
it. Best movie, maybe?
Of 2023. I didn't say overall. Yeah,
2022.
I think the best, 2022. The best movie is Scott Pilgrim.
Oh.
Hey, what's wrong with Scott Pilgrim?
Good,
it's a very good movie.
Who directed it?
Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright.
Scott Pilgrim is beautifully done.
Yeah, terima kasih.
It is as very, it's a nice style.
Terima kasih.
Story toxic gila mampus.
I mean character toxic. Story
toxic
is okay.
Toxic gila
story
mampus.
Is okay.
The Asian girl didn't deserve any of that. Yeah.
The Asian girl was underage also. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
She was a high schooler.
So the more reason why he shouldn't.
I know. Scott Pilgrim is not a very good character, but it's a very good movie.
Okay. Scott Pilgrim is a good movie, but if you relate to Scott Pilgrim, you messed up.
Eh, ta. No. Maybe.
How old is this?
Asal kau beri macam gitu?
Eh, aku nak berbicara.
Kau macam paci-paci dah.
Bro. Ya lah. Aku tahu kau ASMR dengan KFC.
Yeah, just did a video guys. Shout out KFC.
Okay, I got. Speaking of movies, right? 500 Days of Summer.
Ooh.
I feel if you like 500 Days of Summer, you're a red flag.
Ooh.
I mean, not a red flag. I feel you must be very cautious in how you proceed with the relationship. Because you don't know whether she really wants you or not.
Hey, but the 500 is this or somewhere. Hey, a bit of a segue. 500 somewhere actually inspired the whole meme reality versus two.
Oh, is it? Oh, because what Joseph Gordon-Levitt thinking versus what?
Yeah.
What Summer is thinking.
Yeah, it's that whole upper reality versus upper dream, whatever meme.
Yeah, but I think that the movie is know that it's toxic. Dia tak macam try to not.
Correct. Right. Because we kita tu in the lens of the guy Gordon Jobber Lewitt. Aku lupa nama.
Jobber Walkie kan. Lah. Yeah.
Okay, so you think both sides are toxic?
Okay, honestly, aku belum tengok cerita tu.
But I know that character gave me a trauma for dating. I'm like,
yeah,
there is like some Josephs out there.
No, but I feel I'm a Joseph.
Schooling.
No, that's...
Nah, dia ada nama betul tak? The character has a name. Don't call him Gordon Joseph Levitt. Nah, nama dia apa?
Just call him Joseph lah.
Okay, fine. Joseph. Okay, nama dia. Joseph.
Nah, but I feel...
Dekat dia stand up comedian ni.
Yang Pinoy.
Jokoy.
Joseph. No, but I feel I'm a Joseph. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think that, okay, whatever we're doing means more than it should.
Mm. But I'm happy for the narrative where Joseph doesn't win. So move on.
Yeah, because if he stayed, he would suffer more, is it?
Yeah.
Correct.
Damn, that's relatable, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's in good that way, lah.
It's good that I broke out also, lah.
Yes.
And moved on.
Yeah.
I moved on, really? Joseph?
Belum. Give me a month. At least.
A month. Okay lah, jadilah.
Bro,
I went out with someone that told me that she took a year to move on. Ooh. I don't got that time, man.
Sabar. Semua masing-masing jalan-jalan. Aku tak tahu lah. That was jalan masing-masing.
Sometimes we walk.
So what do you define? What do you define sama punya relationship punya? Like, is she like someone who avoidant? Like if you call Joseph a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
Yes. Then what you call Summer what? An asshole.
I don't know. Because like because
Okay. Because she doesn't want a relationship.
Correct.
Yeah. Yet she still dabbles in all the things that a relationship offers.
Because this is what I realized. Kalau a lot of men kan, orang compartmentalize relationships.
Compartmentalize
aku punya English.
Compartmentalize tu kan maknanya. Just imagine kan kita orang kehidupan ni, kita orang relationship ni. Ada
bro, just because you change to Malay doesn't make it any easier.
Kita orang relationship kan ada into boxes.
Okay.
This is family. This is friends. This is current girlfriend.
Okay.
This is exes. Yeah, that's for me lah.
Okay.
Yeah, I realize. I think some girls like they don't compartmentalize it.
Okay.
Everybody is in
so
the
everybody
same.
Is the same.
Everybody,
love.
Everybody deserve the same
love. Attention.
What? So that means like the love I give my mom is the same love I must give my.
Oh no! Not really love. Like due diligence.
Bro,
just apa?
Oh, lama sorry. Siapa yang dulu religion Melayu?
Kau express tau, kau tahu?
Dulu apa eh? Macam tu lah, macam
attention.
Yeah, nobody feels, nobody needs to be macam ghosted lah or like what, you know, like what I mean.
Oh, okay. I think what you mean is macam I need to be nice to him. I don't want to be the bad guy, so I want to be nice to him.
That is the mentality.
So that's not my ex.
Okay.
I shouldn't. This guy keep DMing me. This guy keep DMing me. What should I do? You delete lah. But I don't want to be a bad guy.
So you think that Summer was actually just being nice?
Yeah, but then that's where macam I don't know. That's on the guy to macam boundaries again.
Yeah.
I think the
okay. So guys cannot be hopeless romantic if not they get hurt.
Yes.
Boundaries protect them.
Correct. So that guy, I think Summer met Joseph privately again.
Yeah.
I feel like Summer had a pact with the current boyfriend. Say they cannot meet this guy. That's why he had to meet privately to keep a closure maybe.
Oh
is it?
Eh, kau tak tengok?
Kau tak tengok the last scene?
No, I forget already.
Oh.
So the last scene they met privately in the park.
But that one is after their relationship ended, right?
Correct, but he's with another guy.
No, within the relationship, he was already with another guy, man?
She?
Yeah. The whole relationship.
I think we should just watch the show again and then we talk about it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. So basically, any guys out there who's hopeless romantics, y'all need boundaries to protect yourself. Mm. Any girls out there who is thinking like Summer,
stop.
Respect boundaries.
No. You can do what you want.
But stop.
No, it's okay.
Stop.
Just guys, make sure you identify these kind of girls and keep your heart safe.
Because boundaries.
Because, right, they will go with the flow. And it's not their fault. because they have made it clear to you that they don't want a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why people say, summer is not a red flag. The red flag is the guy, because the guy never set boundaries. Correct.
He's a nice guy, right?
Yeah, boleh lah.
He's a nice guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the reason why I feel people who like summer is red flag is this is the kind of girl that, you know, I have to avoid, lah, you know? This is the kind of girl I need to avoid, yeah. Yeah. But it's not wrong to be them.
Yeah, yeah, it's not wrong.
But it's like that.
Joseph also, lah. Not wrong, but you get hurt.
I am Joseph.
Joseph.
I am Joseph. I am Joseph. No. Okay, for all the Community Center people listening,
you,
if you guys want to participate, right, y'all just wait for around like when three of us suddenly post IG stories asking questions.
Wait like around. Okay, lah.
when three of us post IG question and also the Mami Ghost profile post IG question, the same question, then you should know that any one of your entries will make it to this podcast, lah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, not mine. The next one, last one.
Last one.
Favorite thing, favorite music is TikTok music.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel people who gatekeep TikTok music are red flags.
Oh,
just because you heard the song 20 years ago doesn't mean people right now cannot enjoy.
That exactly. That is my thought also.
No, but right. But when people listen to, like, for instance, Grease nyi lagu, but now there's nowhere to hide. Push my love aside.
Oh, still continuing.
Yeah, but if it irks me, like, you'll be like, "Oh, is this one the TikTok song?" No, it's Grease.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that gatekeeping? Is
or like
it's Gen Z educating?
It's educating,
Or Gen Z gatekeeping? Gatekeeping? Gen Z don't think. They shit on our music, but then they still use our music.
Oh, do Gen Z shit on music?
I know lah.
I'm
just like creating. Oh, I love to create
What's
drama in my head.
What's the point of this? I have to keep this factual, bro.
Where is your sources?
No,
where's your sources?
Trust me, bro.
I mean, people listen this. They don't take this as a source. Spotify.
Okay. Community. Okay. True. No, but okay, you can educate, but you should never gatekeep. Like, when Stranger Things started listening to Metallica, then all these metal fans, ada 30, 40 plus, dan dah ada anak, I listened to Metallica back when I was... No one wants to know, People just want to enjoy the music, and isn't that good for the band to, like...
Anime is a good example. Macam, it's not mainstream. People don't gatekeep it, right?
Yeah, but
people
we...
want to introduce...
No, but the people who got hurt by it, got bullied, they feel like, oh, okay, y'all don't know.
Because now the cool ones are the one that
And they
you doing your anime, you haven't watched Naruto first season before shipping it.
Because Zaki macam
dia tak kena sempat bully.
Yeah. No wonder tak kena bully. Yeah, that my friend write my name on my death note.
True story,
man. Yes. Okay. Yeah. TikTok music should be shared, and actually, I learn a lot more music from TikToks. Yeah.
Not only new ones, right? Like even older.
A lot of older songs. Yeah.
Abba is doing well. TikTok. Yeah. They all died, right?
I don't know, but my mom loves it. My mom watched Mamma Mia, then straight away like.
Just imagine you die and still banging on TikTok. Yeah.
No, imagine you die, and then you get popular.
Van Gogh. Shout out to Van Gogh.
Van Gogh is never Van Gone. You know what I mean?
Pandai ya kau?
Bars.
Oh my god.
Okay, next.
Okay, next. Last. Shark from last.
Aku je, Perch. Dah lah. A Boys to Men series.
Oh.
If you like A Boys to Men series, kan, you are a red flag.
I feel if you like A Boys to Men, that means you dabble a lot in business. You have no time to consume content.
Huh? Business? What you mean?
Yeah, because my friend is a financial advisor.
Oh, another way, sir.
Yeah, another friend is like a real estate agent. And then they only have time to watch A Boys to Men.
It's the same time frame with
So Magda, you only got time to watch Boys to Men. That's like Marvel. Marvel is also one.
Yeah, so it's Marvel or Boys to Men. So I asked him, okay, I think if you want to be popular with the girls, maybe tell them what music movie preferences you have. Then he like, oh, I like the Marvel and Boys to Men. Full stop.
Yeah, mesti pakai Uniqlo oversized tee.
No, bro, he dressed a mess.
That's maybe. Yeah, his personality don't really need to be that gay.
Yeah, but yeah. I was just asking, like, okay, because he was asking me, okay, how do I talk to girls? You know, like, I only know where they should buy their house. Yeah, I asked them, okay, what's your movie preferences? And is this? So I feel people who watches this means they don't, you know, watch a lot of content.
Oh,
yeah. And yeah. I don't think it's their fault, eh? I think they can be very genuinely nice people. Don't you think?
I've never, tak ada kawan lah. Aku tak ada kawan.
I mean, what are we?
You're only your friend. I'm the only friends that you guys have. Like, these are my few friends. I don't have any Chinese friends.
Berikan aku kawan Cina. Jadi saya boleh jadi multiracial and multilingual.
Have you watched Boys to Men?
No.
No.
Why?
I don't enjoy watching Jack Neo movies.
Oh yeah, I guess lah. I tried watching. I mean, it's very NS lor.
No lah, because macam I feel like I'm not the target audience. A lot of Jack Neo movies is basically just
Ogawa,
Cina,
Ozawa.
No, not Ozawa.
Ozawa. Oh, familiar lah nama tu. What dari mana? Anyway, yes, because I'm not the target audience.
Okay, okay. Last one. Okay. From me. This is from a girl. Anyone who listens to The Weeknd.
Oh, this is a good weekday. Good.
Manager loves The Weeknd. Aku suka yang halal boys.
Sure, she doesn't like to enjoy
this
person.
Call me the halal boy.
You know, Brian, he got a playlist for sex.
It's okay not to bring this out.
No, then he sent me that it's all weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, aku nak tengok BPM dia. Okay, context, that was Seabed.
Is that a red flag, having a playlist for sex?
Wait, no, we cannot talk about this, right? We all virgins.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Aku tak.
Oh, yeah.
Aku dah kahwin.
Okay, so fans of The Weeknd from a girl is a red flag. If a guy listens to Weeknd.
Yeah, you know why?
No, I think it depends on the album. I think it depends on the album. You got listen to Weeknd albums?
No.
Tak. Starboy.
Starboy album is red flag.
Oh.
I mean,
that's in his sexiest era.
Oh, dia di sexy era.
The song
sama you. I don't know why I run away.
That one is his okay era. He's not so sexy.
Oh, dia tak sexy.
Yeah,
the sexiest media.
He is remodeling himself.
Oh.
Yeah, and then finally dia punya apa FM era, you know, the one where the whole album is like a radio playlist.
Lagu sikit.
I don't listen to that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it the
but that one is his most wholesome era.
Oh.
Like all the comments in his songs, right, it's like girls like, can you please, someone please break his heart again so he can go back to
it. Question you.
Yeah, it's basically like people asking Adele to get her heart broken so that they get a new album, you know.
They Flowers Pipes.
Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift?
Selena Gomez. Yeah.
Iza Hazira.
Ele!
Hey, Selena Gomez is our age, eh? Selena is our 92, eh?
No.
She could be, like, in another year, she could be in this podcast also.
Okay, so that's it, guys. For all the, I mean, like, now that you know that there are several red flags that people do find in musical and movie preferences. Yeah, maybe you can find yourself in your next partner. The next time you want to find red flags, you can just ask them whether they like this artist or they like this movie.
Or play a game. What's my red flag?
What's your
make it casual.
Direct. Okay. All right. That's all for our red flags. Okay, guys. Tune in next episode where we discuss Malay stereotypes and whether it is true or not.
Ooh.
Until then, this is Faris.
This is Zaki, sorry.
And this is Shaquille.
And he's married.
And we are Mark Community Center signing off. Woo!